Welcome to the Business Buyer Diaries. My name is Nathan Platter. I'm a full-time employee, and I bought a business. I did everything right, from finding the deal, handling all the due diligence on 63 opportunities, and ultimately bought a profitable gym. And boy, was I in for a big surprise as a new owner. I chronicled everything in real time, including the biggest wins to the stressful nights at 2 a.m. I'm sharing my journey without sugarcoating anything, so you don't make the same mistakes that I did. Here's today's episode.
All right, this one's going to be some career life advice. If you want to hear about the business, go ahead and skip, but that's going to be life advice. If you're looking to make money or if you're looking to get unstuck in a stuck situation in life. So something I'm noticing a lot on LinkedIn, at least right now in November, December of 2023, a lot of folks are stuck, specifically like recruiters and folks that are very good at filling a need when the market is needing employees or needing more headcount. And then when companies don't get that, folks get laid off and folks get let go. And unfortunately, that's part of the cycle. A lot of experienced recruiters know that. Some of the younger recruiters are learning that. I just read a post about a recruiter who has been unemployed for 11 months. And that is very hard. I'm not going to comment on why that might be the case. I have a hunch looking at their profile. if this person like was down and out, they would be doing something to fix your situation like pronto. And they probably are down and out right now. They're probably in a bind, but they're not in a hard enough situation where they are desperate to turn things around. They're not at the point where they're begging or robbing or getting into fistfights to make ends meet. They're not that desperate yet, but they're somewhere between where they are now and where they're trying to get to. And so for folks that are in a tough spot, go and look for roles that are either very inconvenient hours of the day, have very inconvenient work schedules, or require you to perform and produce more than the next guy. And so the roles that jump to my mind are without employee roles where you're not obligated to like sell essential oils and you're going to make nothing or something. But like right now, if I got laid off and I was desperate and I had to find a way to put food on the table, I would either work like the overnight job at like a hotel or the airport or someplace where they have an 8 p.m. to an 8 a.m. shift. And you can spend that time working the most quiet roles and you can educate yourself and skill up and not have to do a whole lot. If you're working at a hotel, there's going to be things you have to work on for sure. But I'm guessing on an 8-hour shift, you'll have 4 hours of really slow downtime. If you've got slow downtime, there's 100 things you can be doing, but only one or two are probably worth your while, such as learning a code, learning a skill, learning something that can increase your income, learning how to do sales or something. If that's on the table and you need like a day job, sell and learn to work performing retail roles. And if you don't have to have experience in that, but you have to have hunger, desire, a referral of some level, and the ability to say like, this person is going to out-hustle, out-strive, and out-endure hardship and pushback. You don't need to be amazing at sales to get into sales. You do have to be persistent and willing to follow a system. And a lot of guys that sell like fancy dealerships like Volkswagen, Mercedes, Audi, or Toyota, a lot of them are career car salesmen or saleswomen, whatever. And they know how to sell on some level. Okay, well, don't go for their job. Figure out who on the used car lot needs an extra set of hands. If you're willing to take a phone list of 1,000 numbers, dial them through, schedule appointments to come back into the dealership, come check out inventory, come get your car service, get it detailed, get it an offer on it, generate some traction and some activity into a dealership so that the team can start doing something. Dealerships have a business office. I almost took a job in a dealership business office, and my job was to schedule booked meetings for the dealership. And it was $25 for every meeting that I would set, $25 for every person that actually showed up. And you get your base pay of like 15, 20 bucks an hour, but then your bonus is contingent on your performance. And so I never took the job. I ended up letting somebody else in my career, but that was just a sample of sell somebody else's inventory of something that is valuable where there's enough money in the stack of the transaction for you to get paid. don't go sell bubblegum door to door. There's no money in 25 cent candy for you to make a living on it. Unless you're selling like hundreds of pounds of bubblegum, maybe. But you need to get involved in a role where people are slow. They don't have energy. People like to smoke a lot because they're stressed. And so they're taking this job because it's not really what they want to do. Something in car sales, insurance sales, remodeling sales, lawn sales, roofing sales. If you're willing to smile, hey, go handshake and get yelled at or being like threatened or whatever, and you're willing to go do it again and again and again, and you can have thick skin, you will make more than working at Home Depot. I guarantee it. I can say that because I've known people that have bailed once they figure out how to smile, door knock, talk to strangers, and generate sales activity. And if you're in a bind, if you're short on cash, go rent a suit or something. Go find someone that has a high ticket. When I say high ticket, something that costs over $100 or ideally over $10,000, and that they need people to go to the streets and go try to sell this thing, and either set appointments, close the sales deals, or generate traffic towards this higher price point thing. Highly recommend it. And if something that's nice with sales is you build that skill set along the way. If you can sell a car, you can sell lawn mowing services, you can sell software, you can sell a yacht. You just learn what the different pain points and the different things that people need. And so for the folks on LinkedIn, they're like, it's been 8 months, 10 months, 1.5 years, 3 years. Okay, like, let's take a break from, I'm going to pick on this guy for a minute. 11 months. Okay, so nothing's happened in 11 months. I'm sorry, that sounds very rough. Let's take a 2-month break. Let's go try something completely random since the current strategy is not working. Let's go find you a different sales job. Let's see if it can be car sales or snow plowing sales and try that. Right now, applying for a job, you're making zero money doing what you're used to doing. So even if you make $300 selling other people's cars, that's a better use of your time. Unless something crazy changes, that's a way better use of your time. So get the important thing to this is getting traction, build momentum, build a track record. And down the road, when the economy turns around and now some people are hiring recruiters, say, hey, I'm a car salesman. I've been a recruiter. I love recruiting because of these three things. Here's what I've learned in car sales. These three things, I've developed sales training. I've gone through different things. I know how to work rough hours. I miss the recruiting life, and you work your way back to what you want to be doing. And so if you're feeling stuck in life, find a way to build momentum outside of just beating the door over and over. Because a couple of years ago, when I wanted to buy a gym and didn't have the money, I had to stay in something I didn't want to be doing. And now we've built up momentum that's carrying over into gym ownership. And that's the takeaway for the year. Let's rock and roll.
This has been another episode of the Business Buyer Diaries. Subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. I hope you're realizing that business ownership is no cakewalk. Check the podcast notes for a link to the DIY due diligence program, the complete list of show sponsors, and for media inquiries. Music written and composed by Wes Schrock. I'm your host, Nathan Platter. Join me again on the next one.